every time someone says be careful, it probably means that there's something happening. There's a danger around. Imagine that you are just walking down the road with your friends and you walk beside a construction site and there's a crane and you see that the crane is just about to fall. What would you do? Would you come to your friends and say, hey friends, just walk a little bit to the side or cross the road? Oh, stop. No, you wouldn't. You would say, watch out, run, be careful. When there's danger involved, we need to act like that. And the beginning of this passage has a sense of urgency. Paul, he is urging his readers to pay attention to what's happening there, to the way they are walking, to be careful about the way they are living their lives, to the way we are living our lives, because we are one of the readers as well. The Ephesians, they used to live far away from God. But once Jesus' message was revealed to them, they started to live a different life. They lived totally different lives, better lives. They became part of God's family. Paul was concerned that at some stage, they would go back to the way they used to live their lives. And that's why he said, be careful. You saw that I was playing the guitar, and I've been playing the guitar for a long time. I think I was 13 or 14 when I started playing the guitar. It was a long time ago, I have to say that. And there's one chord, that's the G chord. You just play it like this. And I think 4 years ago, I was playing my previous church, and one of the guys, the guitar players there, he came to me and said, Rafa, why don't you play your G chord in a different way? Instead of using three fingers, instead of using your four fingers, why don't you use three fingers? If you know nothing about music, no worries. But it was something very simple. And I started playing the way he said, and I was like, okay, it sounds good. It sounds better. But you know the problem? In my mind, I knew that I should change the way I was playing the chord. But my body was used to play the old style, the old way. So every time I wanted to play that new way, when I realized I was playing the old way, all the time, because I had the information here, but I wasn't used to play that way. So it took me a while. I had to practice to play like that. I'm not a good player, but I do try. And the situation in Ephesus, it's very similar to this guitar illustration that I just gave. But in a very higher level, what I said is just minor, even though it was a G major chord, but it was just a minor situation. But we've seen this, we've seen here some things in Ephesians, such as falsehood and stealing and living in darkness, many, many things like that. And they had to leave these things behind. These were old habits that they had. And they had to change that. So we will see the way God was calling them to keep walking in this new way of living. And they had to practice that. They had to learn what to do. As I said, be careful, but be careful about what? Why do I have to be careful? They had to learn what to do. Paul, he gives us in this passage a picture of what we should do and what we should not do as we live our lives. First, he urges his readers to be wise and not unwise. It sounds strange because you say, oh, be wise and not be unwise. But if someone is wise, he's not unwise. But he emphasized that. Be wise and don't be unwise. Who would like to be wise here? Can you put your hand up if you would like to be wise or wiser? I would. Yeah. I would like to be more wise. And as you read in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. I'm going to read it again. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. Paul states his desire that the spirit of wisdom and revelation would give the Ephesians so that they would know God better, that this spirit of wisdom would be given to them so they would know God better. And I don't know about you, but some people, they just don't want to be wise. For example, you came here today, but why did you come here today? Maybe you came here to see your friends. Maybe you came here just because it's something that you normally do. You're just used to do that. Or because someone told you to come here this morning. Or you came here because you wanted to be with your brothers and sisters. You came here to spend time with them, to worship with them, to praise God with them. Maybe you came here to listen to God's voice. That's being wise. But if you came here just to see people or just because I had nothing better to do at home, God brought you here. And he is here to make you wiser. As you learn his word, you will be wiser. You just have to ask him for that. And the advice here that Paul gives is for the Ephesians to spend their time wisely. How do you spend your time? I don't know, but recently we know that people spend loads of time on the phone, including myself. And I don't know how to track that, but if I had to track my phone, I spend a lot of time on my phone. And sometimes I don't even pay attention to what I'm doing. I'm just scrolling down and checking things and reading stuff that they don't really go into my mind. If you ask me about what I was reading, after 5 minutes, I won't remember. I read articles, and after a while, they just vanish. And Paul is telling them to spend their time wisely. But if you look back, maybe 2,000 years ago, they didn't have phones. They didn't have TV. They didn't have Netflix to spend their time watching. But they were wasting their time in different ways. And Paul is encouraging them, urging them to be wise, to spend their time wisely. And as I said, you are here today. God brought you here today. So make good use of your time here. Be wise. Be wise as we sing together. When it's time to sing, let's sing together. When it's time to listen to God's word, let's do that. When it's time for refreshment, you know what to do. Yeah. And it's the time of the week that we have to do that. I don't know about your daily routine, your weekly routine, but it's hard to find brothers and sisters that you can spend time together. So be wise. Make good use of your time as you are here. And what about the other days of the week? Be wise as well. We need to be intentional as we spend our time with the things we do. We need to be intentional, because if we just sit down and wait, when you check the time, it's gone. Yeah, it's gone. So we need to watch out for that. Make good use of your time whenever you go back home. Verse 17, now chapter 5, verse 17, Paul says, "Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Hold on. What's the will of the Lord? What's Lord God's will here? Maybe you're saying, "I don't want to be foolish, but I don't know what to do. I don't know what the Lord's will is. I need to understand that." And that's what we are doing here. That's what we are doing here. We're spending time together, learning from God. And then we will know his will. And Ephesians chapter 1, we see that the Lord's will is the salvation of those who put their trust in Jesus Christ, the redemption of those who recognize Jesus as Lord and Savior. This is the Lord's will. He wants the salvation of those who put their trust in Jesus Christ, the redemption of those who recognize Jesus as Lord and Savior. This is the Lord's will. That people will be saved and not condemned. That people will be wise and not foolish. That people will hear his message, understand it, and live wisely, according to what's contained here in God's word. God has called us to be holy and blameless. This is the Lord's will. We just saw that we had to learn what to do. And now we need to learn how to do it. We know what to do, but how do we do that? Paul, he makes it clear in verse 18. He says, "And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit." And I've heard many people saying, "Oh man, I don't even remember what I did yesterday. I was totally out of myself. I don't remember what I did." Sometimes it sounds funny, but it's not. It's very serious. Because if you have no control of your body, that's a very serious thing. And Paul here, he's talking about wine, but it could be any other thing that makes you act in ways that you don't want to. And what he mentions here, what he meant when he says these words, that a drunk person is under the control of a substance. And they have no control. They don't know what they are doing. That's why we see on the ads that if you drink, you shouldn't drive. Because your reaction is different. Your time of reaction is different. So you don't have full control of who you are, what you are doing. That's why Paul is contrasting a drunk person to a person filled with the Spirit. There are people that find pleasure filling their lives with different things, but not with God. They don't want to be controlled by God. They don't want anyone in charge of their lives. But that's a big mistake. That's a huge mistake, because there's always something or someone controlling our lives. We may say, "God, go away. I don't want you controlling my life." Somebody else or something else will be in charge of your life. It can be games, social media, drinks, drugs, other people's approval, your job, your career, many different things. There is always something in charge. And once you know that God has a plan for you, as we saw, we can see that he has a plan of salvation. If he's in charge of our lives, he's the one who made us. He's the one who created us. If my phone breaks, I need to bring it to someone to fix it. Like, I don't have an iPhone, but if your iPhone breaks, you're going to go to the Apple store to fix it. I was very disappointed the other day because I asked, "If your phone breaks down, what do you do?" "I buy a different one." "No." Yeah, you bring it to whoever made it to be fixed. And if you want to know what to do with our lives, we ask God. He knows everything about you better than yourself. He does. And the Spirit that Paul is talking about here is the Spirit of God, Spirit with capital S. So if we want to live as wise people, understanding the will of the Lord, who better than God to control us? In the same way that someone filled with substances will act under the influence of them, a person filled with the Holy Spirit will act according to God's will, will be controlled by God. Then it will be easier to understand the Lord's will, because through his Spirit, he will be guiding our lives. He will be the one directing us. He knows the way. He knows exactly. So we just need to ask for his help. As I said about my guitar illustration, I had to practice. It's not something that will come just overnight. We need to exercise. It's a discipline. We talk to him. We pray. We meditate on his word. We talk to friends. We share our lives with people. That's why we are here. We are part of the same body. We are part of the same body. So Andrew, John, he did the announcements here, but he used to play drums. So Anna played for us. Thanks, Anna. But he used to play, but he injured his finger. And because he injured his finger, his whole body was affected. He couldn't play today. So his whole body was affected because of that. We are part of the same body. So we need to support each other. That's why we are here. I do love music, and I love movies as well, but I just don't like when they come together. I don't like musicals. I'm sorry, but I don't. And then when I come to verse 19, Paul says, so verse 18, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, verse 19, addressing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. I can see a picture of a musical here and people walking and singing these words, but no, that's not Paul. What Paul is saying here. He's saying that those who are filled with the Spirit will rejoice. And we are having our Philippians series now, and it comes every now and then, rejoice, 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 joy, be joyful. It comes every now and then. And Paul is saying the same thing here. Those who are filled with the Spirit will rejoice with one another. They will joyfully sing. What do you do when you're happy? I don't know, some people laugh. Other people even cry. Some people jump. Other people sing. And Paul here, he is talking about those who sing, the way that they react when they rejoice. He's talking about these people, but maybe you don't like singing, but you like laughing, or you have your way to express your joy. And he's saying that. Rejoicing. And not just, the way he's saying here, it's not just randomly singing. Singing songs from the Spirit, from the heart. To the Lord, giving thanks for everything. That's what he's saying here. Rejoice. We should rejoice. And when Paul says that we have to be wise as we live our lives, he's not expecting us to have some insights or to work very hard to be wise. He's telling us to allow the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, to control our lives. We just need to ask. You just need to ask, allowing the Spirit of God to be in control. To let the Spirit of God to guide your steps in a way that you will be a wiser person. That you will understand the Lord's will. That you will understand His will for your life. So, are you wise or unwise? You don't have to answer it, but are you wise or unwise? When we look at Jesus' life, we can see that he was a wise man. And he lived his life according to God's will, even when God's will was that he would have to die. God's will was that through Jesus' death and resurrection, we would find redemption. So even a situation that was seen as bad, I mean, when Jesus died, it seemed bad. His disciples, his friends, they were there. It was hard. It was a sad situation. But in reality, it was a great gift from God, making it possible for us today to be filled with His Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, so we would understand His will in our lives. Redemption and salvation for His people, for those who put their trust in Him. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thanks again for bringing us here this morning, and thank you for your word. And please, Lord, help us to allow you to take control of your lives. I know that today it is hard for people to allow someone to be in charge, but help us to submit to you, Lord, knowing that you know us better than anybody else. May your spirit work in our lives, and that everything we do, will please you, Lord. And again, help us to spend our time wisely, Lord, with things that please you. Help us to plan well and not just watch as time is passing and then it's gone. Help us to encourage each other here as a church, your church, Lord. Help us as we walk together, because it's hard to walk alone. Help us to find friends and find people that we can trust, people that will encourage us, people that will bring us closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.